We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
On the Falcon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is the Falcon's Nest Coaches Show, presented by Wood County Hospital, the official hospital of Bowling Green Athletics. Also brought to you by Falcon Outfitters, everything from I to Ziggy. Farmers and Merchants State Bank, your bank for life. Perrysburg Auto Mall. If your vehicle doesn't say Perrysburg Auto Mall on the back, you pay too much. Medical Mutual, official health insurer of the Falcons and you. MedMutual.com. Bigby Coffee. It isn't Bigby without BG. Also by Frickers, the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Thayer Family Dealerships, 5 great franchises, 1 great dealership, and by The Hubbard Company, 1 call, 1 source, 1 solution. Live from Frickers in Bowling Green, this is the Falcon's Nest Coaches Show. Here is your host, Todd Walker.
Good evening, Falcon fans, and welcome to a new season of Falcon football on the Falcon Sports Radio Network. Coming to you from Frickers in Bowling Green, it is the inaugural Falcon's Nest Coaches Show of the season, and we're going to talk BGSU football as the Falcons open the season Thursday at home against Morgan State. Time now to welcome in our new head coach, Scott Leffler, for his first Falcon's Nest Coaches Show. Coach, good evening.
Good evening, Todd. It's great to be here.
Well, it's great to have you here. And I guess, first of all, for you and your staff and your team, it's about go time. And I know every season you guys get antsy, but maybe in your first head coaching gig and your first year with the team, that anxiousness is even at a higher level, perhaps, for you?
Well, I'm more excited for our kids. It's been a rugged, tough training camp. It was extremely physical. I think our kids right now are tired of playing in each other, and we're really excited to go out and watch our kids compete. Like I've said during our press conference, it's the coaches' day, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and that Saturday it's time for our kids to turn it loose and go and play as hard as they can, and really interested in watching them compete and I'm really excited to watch them have a great great Thursday, not Saturday.
Yeah, you're going to open on a Thursday and to get things going with Morgan State. You talked about the physicality in camp, and one of the things going into camp, you said you wanted to be physical, get those hard reps, but you also stressed you needed to stay healthy as a team, and I think you've come out of camp accomplishing both, which isn't that easy.
Yeah, my hat goes off to Kevin Tolbert. Kevin Tolbert, in these last 8 months, has made a huge impact with our program. We had guys in our program that were doing 185 four reps, and now they're doing 225 19 times. We were not in great shape whenever we walked in the door. We weren't very strong. And he did a great job of preparing and getting our players bigger and stronger and faster. And then Danny Kappas did a ridiculous job keeping our kids healthy. I think our kids adapted to our system, and they really took into account how important it is to take care of their body. And just like I said, our kids came up to us and said they'd never been through anything like this ever in their lives. It was tough. It was rugged. It was physical. And the great thing about it, and my hat goes off to Danny and to Kevin, we're healthy. So that's great.
Coach, let's talk about your team and just sort of break it down unit by unit and just get you an overview of how you feel about things. Let's start up front where it starts. On the offensive side, let's go to the O-line and talk about that starting five. You've got a couple of guys back that are pretty long-term starters. Jack Kramer, most notably, at center. Caleb Bright at left tackle. Also some other guys that have seen playing time. Give us an overview on the O-line heading into the season.
We think our first five guys are ready to go. They had a great training camp. We're still trying to establish who are basically our 6, 7, and 8, and that's something that we're going to have to develop during this year. I think Jack Kramer had an outstanding training camp. He was a little bit banged up throughout the camp, but he's our bell cow. He's our leader. And I thought Caleb Bright did an outstanding job also. So those two guys did a great job. I think Derek Downs is going to be a really good football player. He's young. He needs to get a little bit stronger, but I'm really impressed with his athleticism. And they did a great job for their first physical training camp.
Speaking of Jack Kramer, he was also elected captain for your offense, and that's a great honor for any player. Talk about the kind of things Jack has done to earn his teammates' respect to be voted captain.
Well, we've always said this, the biggest honor any football player can ever receive. I don't care if you win Super Bowls. I don't care what you do. It's being named the captain of your college football team. I've known a lot of guys that have done a lot of great things in the National Football League, and they'll always say the biggest honor in their career is being named the college their college captain. Jack has done a wonderful job in the offseason. He's bought into the program. He is a guy that is really influencing and helping our team build into our culture. And he's done a great job for our team overall.
A lot of times we'll hear coaches talk about how integral the center position is to their overall offensive scheme and that he's the quarterback of that line making calls and that sort of thing. Does that hold true in the offense you're putting in? Is Jack going to be important in that way?
He's absolutely critical. We play at a very high tempo, a very fast pace. They've got to make great decisions and great calls at the line of scrimmage. The quarterback and the center work hand in hand together to make those calls. But if you don't have a great center and a great quarterback, those are the guys that are touching the football every play. You're in for a long day. But we're very fortunate to have Jack. He's a smart guy, and he does a great job with setting the communication for our offense.
And also, you talk about the pace that you're playing. I think some folks are expecting you to be a more physical team than maybe BG has been in the past. You have a lot of tight ends, and you're talking about being able to run the football, but you're also talking a lot about pace. Seems like some multiplicity with your offense here, the way you can get things done, hopefully.
We're unique. We're different. We're not the standard tempo team that's going to be spread all over the field. We have the ability to do that, but we want to be very multiple. Going at that pace, being able to line up in 50, 60 different formations throughout the year, that's troublesome on a defense. We're not going to be a team that's going to line up in 2 and 3 formations. We're going to be as unpredictable as we can, balanced as we can, and the most important thing on offense is to play complementary football to our defense. For us to go 3 and out all the time and having those guys play on defense 90-some-odd snaps, that's a crime. So we need to do a great job of protecting our defense with our offense.
Well, Coach, let's move to another unit that I know that you are very high on. You told me a few weeks ago you thought your running backs unit had a chance to be really good. And, of course, it starts with the guy wearing number one, Andrew Clare. We've seen his exploits for 2 years. What might we see that's even a little better from Drew Clare this year?
Drew is 100% different. And he was great last year, but he is different. He was one of those guys that I think was doing 225 roughly one to two times. He's doing 2 1/4 19 times now. He is in great shape. He's healthy. He's got great vision. He is a really good football player. And just like I said to you, Todd, preseason, I thought our running backs might be the best in the Mid-American Conference, and I will argue that still to this day.
Well, Bryson Denley is another guy that will see some time in that backfield. We saw some of him last year, 60, 70 carries, and had some receptions as well. And I know you sort of see him as being able to maybe catch the ball more as well. A versatile athlete, you're going to try and use him in different ways?
No question about it. We think Bryson is, he runs 10-3 in the 100-meter dash. He's extremely explosive. Every time he touches the ball, he can score. We're going to use him in a variety of different ways. We were happy with his training camp and his development. He's put on weight for a little guy. He's extremely strong. He's gotten even stronger with Kevin Tolbert. So we're really happy where Bryson is right now.
And you brought in a guy that you're very familiar with from Boston College, a senior transfer, Devon Jones. And I'll tell you how tough this guy is. He played running back and linebacker. He alternated one year to the other, but one year he played both. And this guy's got to be tough.
He did. We had a bunch of injuries late in the year when we played Iowa in the bowl game. He went over to defense and had 14 tackles against Iowa. He's a very physical guy. He is tough to tackle. He is a bona fide inside the tackle, get after it back. He's 240 pounds. He's a thumper. He brings a mentality to our team that we really appreciate.
Fair to say that he might be your quote-unquote feature short yardage back? It sure sounds like he fits the bill there, huh?
I think all three backs are great in short yardage.
Well, that's a luxury to have, that's for sure. All right, Coach, let's go to the quarterback spot. Right now there's, unfortunately, some indecision, some uncertainty with the ability of Matt McDonald to be allowed to play. You've got Grant Loy, who's been with the team for a couple of years, and then a senior transfer in Darius Wade. They've been splitting the reps as you go along. What's your situation as we sit here at Frickers tonight?
Well, right now we will not name a starter until game time, and we'll see where that goes in the next 48 hours.
But Matt, as of this time, is he officially in limbo? In other words, he doesn't know if he's eligible or not?
Right now, what we're doing is we're worrying about the things that we can control in our building. We're worried about Morgan State. He's 100% focused on seeing what he can do to help our football team, and we're going to worry about what we can control within our building.
We'll see how that turns out. Let's talk about Grant Loy, because we've seen him in action, and I know that he's a guy that people think is just a run-only guy. We've seen some quote-unquote packages for him in his 2 years here. How do you see Grant Loy fitting in with this team this year?
He really has taken a bunch of big steps. It's remarkable to watch what he looked like during spring football opposed to what he looks like now. He's a guy that's 100% committed to BGSU. He's a team guy. He's a guy that we rely on. He's a culture guy. I really think Grant has done a wonderful job of improving as a quarterback, and he'll help us win some games here for sure.
As we look at all three guys, then Darius Wade is a senior transfer, a left-hander. Unfortunately, sat out last year with an injury. Although if he had played, he wouldn't be here because he'd be out of eligibility. But the fact of the matter is, he's, I'm sure, a little rusty as he came to camp with you. But what's the talent, the skill set with Darius Wade?
Darius, his last year at Boston College, beat Louisville, beat Syracuse, beat UConn. Lost on the last drive of the game versus Iowa in the Pinstripe Bowl. Talented guy. Just like you said, Todd, that injury has slowed him down. He hasn't played football in a year. He's kicking the rust off a little bit. He's a little bit rusty, but he's really improved over camp. Walking into camp, You could definitely see that he hasn't played in a year. And now that we're at the end of training camp, you see a little bit of the old Darius that we saw at Boston College.
Well, what about Matt McDonald, then, the youngest of the three as far as eligibility? He is a sophomore eligibility-wise, as we look at it coming into this year, a California kid that ended up at Boston College and now is here. What is his skill set?
He's a very good passer. He knows the offense inside and out. He's extremely accurate. He's tough. He's smart. He comes from great genes. Paul McDonald played at the Cleveland Browns. It's kind of ironic that the McDonald's are back in the state of Ohio. They're excited. And we'll see where that whole thing goes. I'm excited about where we came from. We were a group that that I thought really took a huge step in these last 8 months.
A McDonald and orange and brown seems appropriate, as his dad indeed was a Browns quarterback, as you talked about. Coach, before we get to a break, let's wrap up on the offensive side of things and talk about the guys catching the footballs. The tight end spot, first of all, you've got a passel of guys here to talk about, a bunch of guys you brought in since the team before didn't have many tight ends at all. Quentin Morris is now listed as a tight end, played more a receiver spot last year, but he's a returner. What do you say about Q coming into the season?
Q's a complete hybrid. We're putting him all over the field. We think that that Q, with his size and his strength and his speed, will be a mismatch problem. We're going to put him all over. He's really bought into the system. I thought today was one of his best practices, hands down. He's in way better shape. He's extremely strong. I think he's in the low 20s doing 225. But the big thing with him was conditioning, and he's really bought into the fact of becoming a well-conditioned athlete, and I thought today he was outstanding in practice.
And you look at the other tight ends that are listed, none of these guys have played for Bowling Green. Christian Sims is a freshman. Presley Motes was here last year, got hurt. Joey Carroll, a freshman from St. Francis in Toledo. Austin Doris, the senior transfer from Indiana. So unfamiliar to Bowling Green fans, but feel about these tight ends?
Austin Doris has played. He played in the Big Ten over at Indiana. He brings some leadership to our group. He's a solid, steady Eddie. He's done a great job this camp. Joey Carroll is going to be a really good football player out of Toledo. He's young. He's learning. And then Christian Sims, in my opinion, arguably might be one of the better recruits in our class. I think he's going to have an outstanding career. He's fast. Once we put some size on this guy, he's going to be a very, very troublesome matchup player in our league. He's super talented. He's a 4'5 guy that's 230 pounds, and we'll get him to 250. He's going to be a heck of a football player.
BGSU set to host Morgan State on Thursday night. Coach Scott Leffler is with us. We'll talk about the defense and more when we come back to Frickers on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield, IMG College.
This football season, if you're looking for the best seats in the house, there's only one place to find them. Kick off your day and score big at Edgemont GMC, Perrysburg Auto Mall, and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green. Our Hall of Fame roster includes new Buick GMCs, Volkswagens, and Volvos, all backed with a low price guarantee. We'll beat the advertised price or give you 200% of the difference. We're going on offense and passing the savings along to you. Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, the ultimate championship team. Stop in or shop online at perrysburgautomall.com.
Frickers, the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, is ready to serve you lunch, dinner, and late night. Frickers is the home of everyday values. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday, it's all about that steak. And Thursday, Frickers frickin' chicken chunks rule the day. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. And the kitchen is open late night to serve you for everyday values. And the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, it's Frickers.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. Falcon Outfitters is BGSU's official campus store. We are the place to find all of your BGSU gear and more. Show your Falcon pride with a wide variety of apparel and novelty items. We have supplies for classes and Zigabyte to cover your technology needs. From application to graduation, Falcon Outfitters is here to help with all of your student needs. Save 20% off regularly priced apparel purchases every Friday through fall semester in-store and online with promo code FALCONFRIDAY. Shop online at falconoutfitter.com, where we have everything from I to Ziggy.
Cancer is scary. That's why Wood County Hospital eases your fears with warm, supportive care and personal treatment from a trusted team of specialists. The hospital's Maurer Family Cancer Care Center offers the most advanced radiation therapy, including respiratory gating that actually targets your tumor as you breathe, all to give you the very best chance of a cure. Learn more at woodcountyhospital.org/cancer. Depend on us.
For over 100 years, ironworkers have been building America. Do you have what it takes to be an ironworker? Do you like to work with your hands? Do you like to be creative and solve problems? Do you like to be outdoors and don't mind getting dirty? With starting pay of $18 an hour and with medical and retirement benefits, there are ironworker jobs available in Northwest Ohio. To take your career to new heights, call the Ironworkers Local 55 Training Center at 419-382-3080 and build a better future.
Best pizza, New York style.
No, deep dish.
No way, a white pie and wash it down with a Coke.
No, Neapolitan.
Detroit style.
It's gotta be chewy.
No, extra crispy.
With extra red sauce.
I love cheese pizza.
And a Coke.
Pineapple.
Who puts a pineapple on their pizza?
Oh, fresh mozzarella.
I want cheese on the pizza and in the crust.
Fork and knife.
Come on.
You'll get folded.
Pizza goes best with a Coke.
I like my pizza with a Coke.
My pizza goes with a Coke.
An ice cold Coke.
Pizza, served with a Coke.
This football season, if you're looking for the best seats in the house, there's only one place to find them. Kick off your day and score big at Edgemont GMC, Perrysburg Auto Mall, and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green. Our Hall of Fame roster includes new Buick GMCs, Volkswagens, and Volvos, all backed with a low price guarantee. We'll beat the advertised price or give you 200% of the difference. We're going on offense and passing the savings along to you. Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, the ultimate championship team. Stop in or shop online at perrysburgautomall.com.
Welcome back to Frickers. It is the Falcons Nest Coaches Show, continuing on the Falcon Sports Radio Network. BGSU football set to host Morgan State Thursday night at 7 o'clock. We're in the air at 6 o'clock with our pregame show. The Falcons and the Bears go at it on Thursday. We're here with head coach Scott Leffler. We talked about the offense, coach. Let's flip it over to the defensive side. And again, let's start up front. Number one, you get David Konowalski back, who's really the spiritual leader of that defense. He missed last year with that Achilles injury, and I'm sure the guys are very glad to have him back.
It's great to have David back. Very similar to Jack. He's a leader on our team. He was selected captain. All the things that David went through last year and all the things that he went through to get to where he needs to be at Bowling Green, my hat's off to this guy. This guy has went through a lot of hard times. He's a great kid. He's got a tremendous attitude. He loves Bowling Green, and he's going to do everything in his power to try to help lead his team to as many wins as he can.
Well, Kano will be on the one end. On the other is Carl Brooks, a young man. We saw some last year. It was really raw, but you could see that he was one of the better players out there last year. Now he's back as a sophomore at defensive end, and I think you believe he could wreak some havoc.
I think Carl's different. I think he is a very good football player. I think his best football is down the road. I thought this spring he was good, and I really watched him improve. He's became much stronger. He's much more explosive. He works at it, and I think he's a sophomore. I think over the next couple of years, he can really develop into a super, super football player.
Roland Walder is the guy we've seen some over the last couple of years, and in spurts has been pretty effective. Is he a guy that maybe is a little bit underachieved at this point, now a fourth-year player?
I don't think so. I think Roland has had a very good camp. He missed spring football, but I think he's taken some steps in the right direction. He'll help on third down with the pass rush, and I thought he had a good camp.
Defensive line, is the depth a concern on the front there?
Major. our two biggest issue is depth at offensive line and depth at defensive line. The good thing, the positive thing in the 2019 class, we think that we've recruited some very good players. We think all the guys that we brought in are going to be huge contributors down the road. I think Blaine Spires, Chris Oliver, Anthony Johnson, and Bench are going to be really, really good football players, but they're freshmen. So there's going to be some green faces trotting on the field and having to play way too early.
Well, let's go to the linebacker position, and you get Brandon Person there, a middle linebacker. This is a junior college guy, and boy, when you look at this guy, you don't want to mess with him. He is built, and he is strong. He's going to anchor your defense in the middle. What do you like about Brandon Person's game?
He's really improved as becoming more of a vocal leader. He went to a JC. He was only here for a little bit. I think he's getting out of his shell. He's trying to bring people along with him. If you watched Purse during the winter conditioning and the summer conditioning, he really kept to himself. He was by far one of our hardest worker. But you know, the thing that position is, you got to bring people along. You got to bring your peers with you. And I think he's trying to do a better job with that.
Also returning, Jerry Roberts, who played sparingly last year. He'll be one of the starters. Colby Coleman is back. But really, in the linebackers, we're seeing a lot of new faces again here.
I thought Jerry had an outstanding camp. I think he's got a lot of ability out of Erie Prep. He's a guy that I think is by far taking a huge step in terms of development. We see good things in the future with Jerry for sure.
And Colby, of course, was a starter last year and now a junior, a guy that hopefully is ready to turn the corner and finish his last 2 years strong. What do you see from double nickel?
Colby's was a little bit limited during training camp. He needs to come along these next couple weeks, and we need to get him back to where he was at.
Talking BGSU football with head coach Scott Leffler. Falcons entertain Morgan State Thursday night. Let's go to the back end. And at safety, you've got experience there in your starting spots. Jamari Bozeman and Jerry McBride both have started 15 games or so in their careers. Jamari, a former third-team all-conference player before an injury. He's hopefully back fully healthy now. But talk about your tandem safeties there, both seniors.
Can't tell you how proud I am of Bozeman. He was one of those guys that was in that four reps of 185. He's doing it 18 times now. He's put on weight. He's playing really hard. He's a leader back there for sure. I believe he got a 4.0 this summer. He's really taking steps in the right direction. Super proud of him. And Jerry, obviously, he's done a great job. He's a guy that has trimmed his body fat. He's much stronger. He's more productive. He's quicker. And, you know, those two safeties in the back end are going to be productive for us.
On the cornerback spot, unfortunately, you got to break in some new guys as far as a lot of playing time is concerned. Ty Redding, Caleb Biggers are returning players, not freshmen, but haven't seen a whole lot of starting time at that cornerback spot. What about those two guys and holding down the corners?
I would suspect that you see some young guys out there, very similar to our defensive line. We're thin at corner, and we recruited four in this class, and I wouldn't be shocked if you see a lot of those freshmen play very early.
Well, of course, freshman corners tend to take their lumps, but they just have to keep on playing. That's that forget about the last play position, maybe more than any, isn't it?
No question about it. Similar to the quarterback position, everyone sees you. You're on an island. Everyone knows when you make a mistake, but the thing of it is, playing all these young guys, they might take lumps now, but two, three, four years down the road, it's so beneficial. They'll be prepared to take the next step, and obviously, you know, playing a guy that's a freshman, being 18 years old, walking out of high school, is so different playing playing against a 22-year-old man. But they might take a few lumps this season, but 2 to 3 years down the road, it's extremely beneficial for our team and in the individual player.
Coach, in the special teams, you returned both your kicking specialists, Nate Needham, Matt Naranjo at punter. You feel pretty good about your kicking situation, pretty solid?
You know what? I've been very impressed with our kickers. They are very good. The punting is good. They've all done a great job. I think we have some depth at that position, and I've been impressed with those guys. They're not the... traditional kickers. They got some toughness to them. I love them. They're athletic, and they're pretty cool. So it's good to have a good kicking game.
Coach, before I let you go, we've talked so much about your guys. A quick thought on Morgan State. I know coached by one of your old teammates, Ty Wheatley, the former Michigan star and Raiders star as well. Clearly, they're going to have a lot of new things, as you do. But what about Morgan State in general has impressed you looking at them?
Well, what's interesting with it is on both sides of the ball, there's anywhere between 5 and 7 new guys that weren't even on the roster. So it's very similar to playing teams like Morgan State. They go out and they are able to get transfers. They're able to go out and get JC guys. And that's going to be the challenging deal on Thursday night, is I think we're going to have to make some adjustments. They have no idea, we have no idea exactly what they're going to do on either side of the ball. The wonderful thing playing our offense and against our defense is both our defense and our offense are very multiple. So we'll be able to adjust quickly during the game.
Coach, we appreciate you coming over here to Frickers. We'll be visiting with you for a number of Monday nights into the future. Hopefully we'll come back here next week talking about your first win as the head coach of the Falcons. Thanks for being with us. Good luck Thursday night.
Really appreciate it, Todd, and thank you everyone for coming out. I loved it, and I'll see you next week.
That's Scott Leffler, BGSU head football coach. We'll take a break and talk with Athletic Director Bob Moosbrugger next on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Hi, I'm Mark Remus, broker with AA Green Realty. Since 1976, homeowners throughout Bowling Green and all of Wood County have placed their trust in AA Green Realty when buying, selling, or building their homes. Customer loyalty, aggressive marketing, and expert personnel continue to be the cornerstones of our success. Stop by our office at 1045 North Main Street in Bowling Green or visit our website at aagreen.com to find out why AA Green Realty has quietly become the area's real estate leader.
Falcon Outfitters is BGSU's official campus store. We are the place to find all of your BGSU gear and more. Show your Falcon pride with a wide variety of apparel and novelty items. We have supplies for classes and Zigabyte to cover your technology needs. From application to graduation, Falcon Outfitters is here to help with all of your student needs. Save 20% off regularly priced apparel purchases every Friday through fall semester in-store and online with promo code Falcon Friday. Shop online at falconoutfitter.com, where we have everything from I to Ziggy.
BioTest Plasma Center is searching for superheroes who donate plasma at BioTest Plasma Center in Bowling Green. Becoming a superhero is much easier than you might expect. Giving plasma, earning extra cash, and helping save lives at 1616 East Wooster Street in Bowling Green. Call 419-819-3068 or visit BioTestPlasma.com to schedule an appointment. Become a superhero and save lives and improve the lives of others.
At Jets, we don't just do it right, we do it better. Like dough and sauce made fresh daily, hand-cut vegetables, and all-natural premium mozzarella cheese. It makes us better. Get the Ziggy Special, a four-corner pizza with premium mozzarella and one topping for just $4.99. It takes more work, but we think our pizza speaks for itself. Jets. Better, because it has to be.
Life is short. Eat better pizza. Let's get Jets.
Your local electrical contractors from NECA and the professional electricians at IBEW Local 8 want to thank Bowling Green State University for trusting them to perform so much of their electrical work at the university. We appreciate that we have such a world-class university here in our region, helping to make this a better community to live and work. For all your electrical needs, please visit AskNECA.com or call 866-ASK-NECA. We're your local professional electrical contractors. Go Falcons!
For over 100 years, iron workers have been building America. Do you have what it takes to be an iron worker? Do you like to work with your hands? Do you like to be creative and solve problems? Do you like to be outdoors and don't mind getting dirty? With starting pay of $18 an hour and with medical and retirement benefits, there are iron worker jobs available in Northwest Ohio. To take your career to new heights, call the Iron Workers Local 55 Training Center at 419-382-3080. And build a better future.
At Farmers and Merchants State Bank, it's always about you and us. You want to remodel or travel? F&M has a home equity line of credit. Now for a limited time, get a 3.5% intro APR for the first 6 months with no closing costs. With variable APRs after the intro period ranging from 5.5 to 8.375%. Learn more at fm.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS number 407535. Call 800-451-7843 for details.
A good pair of boots can take you places. But the boots of a U.S. Army soldier can also help you take real steps forward in your career. There are more than 150 occupational specialties to help you find the right fit for your future. Step into the boots of real U.S. Army soldiers on four high-stakes missions through an immersive 360 VR experience today at goarmy.com/BGSU.
Welcome back into the Falcons Nest Coaches Show on the Falcon Sports Radio Network. We are at Frickers in Bowling Green. BGSU football will be hosting Morgan State Thursday night to kick off the 2019 season. And we'll be on the air with our pregame show at 6 o'clock. Kickoff is set for 7 o'clock. Time now to welcome to the program our athletic director, Bob Moosbrugger, joining us here at Frickers.
Thank you, everyone. Good to see everybody.
Well, here we go, another sports season that really is already underway, even with the actual competition with some of the other sports, but football kicks it off on Thursday, so we're ready to roll, and the theme that you're seeing a lot in this football season, of course, is the 100th anniversary, building toward that celebration, which will be held in conjunction with the Toledo game on October 12th, and that's a great thing to focus on. It's given everybody a chance, I think, to sort of remember the great history of BGSU football as we focus on trying to create more history.
Yeah, definitely. You did a great series this summer. If you haven't seen it on the website, you can go check out the decades of BGSU football. And a lot of them, there's a Ziggy cast by Todd Walker, and reliving a lot of great memories of 100 years of football. And we're glad to celebrate it this year. That 100th anniversary celebration game is that October 12th game versus the school up north.
Well, first things first, a lot of football before then. Of course, the home opener on a Thursday coming up here. And this is the third or fourth time that I can remember opening at home. They've chosen to play on a Thursday. Sometimes it's leading into the Labor Day weekend. Sometimes maybe it isn't. But what goes into the decision to open your home schedule on a Thursday, such as you're doing this year?
Yeah, we talked about it a lot, whether or not that Thursday night game would be more attractive to our student population that may be going head out of town on Labor Day weekend, or the folks that are still trying to get one more vacation in on Labor Day weekend. So we thought we'd go with a Thursday night game instead of a Saturday game and generate some interest on campus. The students had a busy weekend moving into their dorms, all the activities, the pep rally at the Ice Arena on Saturday night, so they are fired up. We have their attention right now, and we'll continue doing things all week for the students to get out to that game on Thursday night.
Boy, and isn't that even more the challenge nowadays? You want to get butts in seats, as they say, and your student body really drives so much of the energy with any athletic program. I know the hockey program really seems to have grabbed hold of the student body in recent years, and It's an effort, though, isn't it, ongoing for the athletic department to engage with the students and get them to come out.
It is. It's a total team effort. It takes all of campus to get behind it, too. Professors asking their students, are they going to the game tonight? So we ask our professors to pass along the message for us as well. The residence hall getting behind us, getting their students over here, leading them over to the stadium. You know, for football, we do average more students than we do at hockey games. Obviously, hockey's a smaller venue,
right,
and they bring a lot of energy there as well, and that's what we got to continue doing at football, because they do bring the energy. And President Rogers talks a lot about engaging our students in activities on campus, and that's been a mission of his, is try to get, you know, kids engaged. Obviously, then that means they're going to retain, stay in school, and they're going to graduate.
And a lot of that outreach to the students is done by their fellow students who happen to play that particular sport. In this case, we're talking about football. The team making an effort as well to try and engage and help in that way.
We ask the student athletes to do a lot, not only to do their academic work, do the stuff in the weight room, practice, watch film, but we've also asked them to be active on social media, be active in their classrooms, spread the word to their classmates to come out and support them. You know, just make friends on campus, and hopefully that will spread like wildfire, because people do look up to our student athletes, and we have some personalities. I don't know if you've seen that or not, but the Drew Clare Show is a great example, and we have some other things that we just released today. The sideline to sideline with Jack Kramer, you know, the offensive lineman, don't usually get a lot of limelight, but that was a great little episode. So we do a lot out of our marketing staff and our videographers and our media relations folks. And we'll be on campus handing out T-shirts, convincing students who are wearing other schools' T-shirts to change their T-shirt to our school's T-shirt. We'll be dorm storms later this week, going out to the Greeks. It's Greek night on Saturday night. 500 T-shirts for the students. President Rogers and Sandy Earle is going to host a student tailgate on the game on Thursday as well. So there's a lot of activities, a lot of things for students to get involved in.
Speaking of activities, yesterday at the stadium they had the sports festival with I think all of the teams that are able to be there and sort of interacting with the public. And you were putting on a show kicking field goals there too. Was this real interactive?
It was interactive, and little ice, little Advil. I feel really good today. Threw 74 on the jugs, kicked a 25-yard field goal. I think I could have got 30, 35 if I would have tried, but that soccer kid took over and he had to show off to everybody. I dunked on a basketball player. He will remain nameless. I made my way around. Took a softball player deep.
Man, what, you didn't leave any fun for anybody else. You took all the fun.
I know. I shoved a little kid out of the way to get... No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. I hope people had fun out there because it was great. I mean, every team except women's soccer who had a game at Xavier was there participating. And, you know, they had the soccer tournament out here. So I don't know if that scared some of the public away with the traffic and whatnot. But a byproduct of that event was our student athletes interacting with one another. The football players going over there and playing basketball. The volleyball players coming over and kicking soccer balls. So it was a lot of fun, free pizza, a great day out, and it's going to be great weather on Thursday night as well.
Yeah, that's turned into a great sort of event to get the season going, that all-sport get-together at the Deut that was held yesterday. A lot to talk about with Athletic Director Bob Moosbrugger. We'll talk more with him after we take a break. We're at Fricker's with the Falcons Nest Coaches Show on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield, IMG College.
This football season, if you're looking for the best seats in the house, there's only one place to find them. Kick off your day and score big at Edgemont GMC, Perrysburg Auto Mall, and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green. Our Hall of Fame roster includes new Buick GMCs, Volkswagens, and Volvos, all backed with a low price guarantee. We'll beat the advertised price or give you 200% of the difference. We're going on offense and passing the savings along to you. Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, the ultimate championship team. Stop in or shop online at perrysburgautomall.com.
A good pair of boots can take you places, but the boots of a U.S. Army soldier can also help you take real steps forward in your career. There are more than 150 occupational specialties to help you find the right fit for your future. Step into the boots of real U.S. Army soldiers on 4 high-stakes missions through an immersive 360 VR experience today at goarmy.com/BGSU.
Cancer is scary. That's why Wood County Hospital eases your fears with warm, supportive care and personal treatment from a trusted team of specialists. The hospital's Maurer Family Cancer Care Center offers the most advanced radiation therapy, including respiratory gating that actually targets your tumor as you breathe, all to give you the very best chance of a cure. Learn more at woodcountyhospital.org/cancer. Depend on us.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Farmers and Merchants State Bank, it's always about you and us. You want to remodel or travel? F&M has a home equity line of credit. Now for a limited time, get a 3.5% intro APR for the first 6 months with no closing costs, with variable APRs after the intro period ranging from 5.5 to 8.375%. Learn more at fm.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS number 407535. Call 800-451-7843 for details.
Frickers, the home for fun food, Forts and Spirits, is ready to serve you lunch, dinner, and late night. Frickers is the home of everyday values. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday, it's all about that steak. And Thursday, Frickers frickin' chicken chunks rule the day. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. And the kitchen is open late night to serve you for everyday values. And the home for fun food, sports, and spirits, it's Frickers.
Your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter wants to be your home for all your game time needs. We have everything that you'll need, from hot dogs and hamburgers to grills to cook them up. We also have your pop-up canopies and camp chairs for those tailgating parties before and after the game. So come see us at your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter, proud sponsors of Falcon Athletics. Walmart, save money, live better.
This football season, if you're looking for the best seats in the house, there's only one place to find them. Kick off your day and score big at Edgemont GMC, Perrysburg Auto Mall, and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green. Our Hall of Fame roster includes new Buick GMCs, Volkswagens, and Volvos, all backed with a low price guarantee. We'll beat the advertised price or give you 200% of the difference. We're going on offense and passing the savings along to you. Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, the ultimate championship team. Stop in or shop online at perrysburgautomall.com.
We are back for more on the Falcons Nest Coaches Show on the Falcon Sports Radio Network. BGSU football will kick off the season Thursday night against Morgan State. We'll be on the air at 6 o'clock with our pregame show, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Athletic Director Bob Moosbrugger is with us now here at Frickers. And, of course, football season is kicking off, but the other sports are really already underway. And a couple of defending champions are underway with their seasons, women's soccer and volleyball. Let's start with volleyball. They had an exhibition. They opened the season for real this weekend at the Golden Dome Invitational. Then next weekend they host the Hampton Inn BG Invitational, where they will raise that MAC championship banner. And looks like Coach Tomich has another strong club, doesn't she?
They are long and athletic. Yeah. We talk about that a lot in some of our sports. Basketball in particular, but in volleyball, they are long and athletic. If you get a chance, you got to come out and see these young ladies participate, play. They get after it. And the best thing about them is that they're always smiling on the court. They're out there having a good time. They love one another. They trust one another. And it should be another good run. Certainly lost a couple key parts from the team last year, but they're still finding their way. But they had a tough exhibition game on Saturday. A team that went 31-3 last year made them work for the 3-1 victory.
Well, they will host that Hampton Inn BG Invitational again. That's next weekend, September 6th and 7th. The Cleveland State, Butler, and Charlotte will come in to comprise the field with host Bowling Green. So make a note and check your calendar and check out BGSU Volleyball. And by being the MAC champion of the regular season this past season, they get to host the Mid-American Conference Tournament this season. So that's sort of what they've thrown it out there with really not hiding the fact. They want to host that thing, win that thing this year.
No question. Should it give us a great home court advantage if all the fans come out and support. But they are looking forward to hosting that in November. That's essentially the eye on the prize, and they got to win that MAC championship to be guaranteed a chance to go to the NCAA tournament.
Also, another team that's underway with their season, a defending conference champion as well, the women's soccer team. They had a tie with Kentucky yesterday, a 2-1 loss at Xavier, as you referred to earlier. They were in action. Their home opener is Thursday against Valpo at 7 o'clock. The women's soccer program, sort of a burgeoning power here in the Mid-American Conference right now.
Coach Matt Fannin has done a great job in texting over the weekend. you know, a 3-3 tie versus Kentucky. He took it hard, and that's where the expectations have risen for women's soccer, that a 3-3 tie versus a SEC team is not good enough. So that's pretty awesome. He was disappointed in the way they gave up some of those goals, so they will clean that up on the defensive end, and they'll keep improving. And at a tough 2-1 loss yesterday at Xavier, a very good team, Xavier team, and they're looking forward to opening up Friday night, 7 o'clock, preceded by the 7 o'clock women's soccer event is a women's cross-country and men's cross-country meet out at the Forest Creason, the Forest Creason cross-country course, and the Melbro Invitational. So we're excited to see our cross-country Harriers. Is that the right word, Harriers?
I think that is.
Yeah,
I
don't yeah. Harriers?
Harriers.
Compete on Friday night because they only have one cross-country home meet. So make sure you get out there.
Now, men's soccer has not officially played a game yet. Their season opener is Friday at Duquesne. They'll stay in Pittsburgh and play Robert Morris on Sunday. And how's this for a home opener for men's soccer? Friday, September 14th, them near Buckeyes come to town. I assume we want to pack the house for that.
We don't have to do much advertising to pack the house for that. That is a very competitive game, a lot of juices flowing that night. Men's soccer has become a very physical sport. So I would be there in attendance to make sure you see what happens on that field. It's a game that our guys look forward to, obviously. A lot of our sports look forward to playing those Big Ten teams, and certainly getting them on your home field is a great get the energy of the students out there, get the energy of your parents and the home crowd gets you excited.
Bob, let's talk about some of the things going on with intercollegiate athletics just in general and from a Bowling Green perspective. As far as the athletic department goes, it's always the effort to try to raise more money for various things. As an overview, what kind of progress are you making there? How do you feel about that part of what's going on here at BG?
I think people are understanding our need for scholarships. I think we started about 4 years ago tracking actual scholarship gifts, and that has risen about fourfold since that time. And the important thing, and we stress our student-athlete academic experience, the 3.35 cumulative GPA, the 91% success graduation success rate, which is number one in the Mid-American Conference, number 10 of FBS public institutions. They come here for an education. They're not majoring in football. They're not majoring in women's soccer. They're majoring in business, biology, and then the scholarship to provide opportunities for young men and women are important. Sure, we do need other things. We're still in the process trying to finish off a campaign for the Slater Family Ice Arena to renovate that a little bit. Some of our teams need new locker room space, so we are in the process of designing a new locker room facility for them and looking to raise some money for that. So the needs are never ending, but we attack it one thing at a time and try to keep accomplishing things. And the Bowling Green State University alumni, fans, supporters have opened up their pocketbooks and started helping us out. We got to continue telling great stories about our student athletes, and we'll convince more people to jump on board.
As far as the student athlete experience as well, Bob, I know the Mid-American Conference has been sort of on the front lines with well-being of student athletes, not just the physical well-being, but their mental well-being. And I think we've seen that really come to fruition the last couple of years, and Bowling Green's at the forefront with the MAC in that regard.
Yeah, and it's something that you have to keep improving day in and day out. And this year, we have a new program. Dr. Michael Brown is on campus. He is he got his master's in counseling, doctorate in education leadership, and he is helping our programs kind of as a life coach, as a counselor, helping our head coaches. The head coaches need coaching as well. Helping our executive staff. He's essentially going to touch somebody in our department, everybody in our department at some point this year. Just talking about, obviously, the 12 dimensions of life is what he calls it. And you have to have your mind right to be able to go and compete every single day. And we want to make sure our student athletes have their minds right and have a resource that they can go to and confide in Dr. Michael Brown or confide with our university counselors on some things. And, you know, the number one thing that coming, and this is all students at BGSU and or college-age kids, the biggest thing that they're dealing with is anxiety. And how do we help them with some coping mechanisms for anxiety? So those are things that we're trying to tackle. Obviously, it's ever-evolving, and the need for our student-athletes and the general student population has changed over the years.
Well, it's a home football opener on Thursday, but as you said, other things going on, men's and women's cross-country and the women's soccer all coming up this week, and Thursday will be a big day with the football team. Bob, great for you to check in with us here at Frickers. We appreciate that. We'll try and get you back in here maybe before basketball or after the first of the year and see what's happening then.
Anytime you need me. Thank you.
Thanks. Bob Moosbrugger, our athletic director here at Bowling Green State University. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap up the show. It is the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Frickers, the home for fun food, 410 Spirits, is ready to serve you lunch, dinner, and late night. Frickers is the home of everyday values. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday, it's all about that steak. And Thursday, Frickers frickin' chicken chunks rule the day. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. And the kitchen is open late night to serve you for everyday values. And the home for fun food, sports, and spirits, it's Frickers.
Where can you find Fords, Chevys, Toyotas, Nissans, and Hondas all at one place with the best price guaranteed? Just 8 miles south of Perrysburg at the Thayer Family Dealerships. Stop in and see our brand new Toyota, Chevy, and Honda stores located on Main Street in Bowling Green, or click on ThayerBG.com.
Think Thayer, come on, let's get rolling.
Cancer is scary. That's why Wood County Hospital eases your fears with warm, supportive care and personal treatment from a trusted team of specialists. The hospital's Maurer Family Cancer Care Center offers the most advanced radiation therapy, including respiratory gating that actually targets your tumor as you breathe, all to give you the very best chance of a cure. Learn more at woodcountyhospital.org/cancer. Depend on us.
It's time to be. It's that time of year. Time for pumpkin spice and caramel apple cider. Only from Big B Coffee. Stop in and see your favorite barista today. But hurry, it's only available for a limited time.
It's time to be.
Big B Coffee. Located at 215 East Worcester Street in the Market Square Plaza. Or visit BigB.com. And remember, it isn't Big B without BG.
Falcon Outfitters is BGSU's official campus store. We are the place to find all of your BGSU gear and more. Show your Falcon pride with a wide variety of apparel and novelty items. We have supplies for classes and Zigabyte to cover your technology needs. From application to graduation, Falcon Outfitters is here to help with all of your student needs. Save 20% off regularly priced apparel purchases every Friday through fall semester in-store and online with promo code Falcon Friday. Shop online at falconoutfitter.com, where we have everything from I to Ziggy.
For over 100 years, iron workers have been building America. Do you have what it takes to be an iron worker? Do you like to work with your hands? Do you like to be creative and solve problems? Do you like to be outdoors and don't mind getting dirty? With starting pay of $18 an hour and with medical and retirement benefits, there are iron worker jobs available in Northwest Ohio. To take your career to new heights, call the Iron Workers Local 55 Training Center at 419-382-3080. And build a better future.
Let's get Jets.
At Jets, we don't just do it right, we do it better. Like dough and sauce made fresh daily, hand-cut vegetables, and all-natural premium mozzarella cheese. It makes us better. Get the Ziggy Special, a four-corner pizza with premium mozzarella and one topping for just $4.99. It takes more work, but we think our pizza speaks for itself. Jets. Better, because it has to be.
Life is short. Eat better pizza. Let's get
Hi, I'm Mark Remus, broker with AA Green Realty. Since 1976, homeowners throughout Bowling Green and all of Wood County have placed their trust in AA Green Realty when buying, selling, or building their homes. Customer loyalty, aggressive marketing, and expert personnel continue to be the cornerstones of our success. Stop by our office at 1045 North Main Street in Bowling Green or visit our website at aagreen.com to find out why AA Green Realty has quietly become the area's real estate leader.
We're back here at Frickers to wrap up the program. Thanks to President Rogers, who just came in with the crowd here at Frickers. We appreciate him stopping by. Also, a reminder, if you missed the Falcons Nest Coaches Show live on the air, you can always catch it sort of on a replay. We post it on the Ziggy Cast, and that is our podcast that I do. It's, of course, dedicated to BGSU athletics and all year round. So go to iHeartRadio or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts and download BGSU Ziggy Cast. And we post a coach's show the following Tuesday after the show airs. So if you miss it live, you can catch it on the Ziggy Cast. Also, get caught up with our Turn Back the Clock. This is the 100th anniversary season for BGSU football. And we broke it down by decade with a lot of great interviews and some game highlights and recaps from great BGSU wins here in the more recent times, complete with radio call highlights. If you're a BGSU football fan, you will enjoy it. Again, BGSU football will kick off the Scott Leffler era on Thursday night, hosting the Morgan State Bears, coached by his former Michigan Wolverine teammate Tyrone Wheatley, a pair of first-time head coaches squaring off on Thursday night. We will be on the air at 6 o'clock with our pregame show, and then John Gibson back with me in the booth for another season. We'll be along with sideline man Kevin Peel, who returns to our broadcast crew for the Thursday night opener with the Morgan State Bears. Again, pregame at 6, game time is at 7 o'clock. And we will be back here at Frickers next week for Coach's Show. Even though it's Labor Day, we work on Labor Day. Coach Leffler will join us again next week, hopefully talking about a win. Until then, this is Todd Walker saying, I, Ziggy Zumba.
On the Falcons Sports Network, the Falcons Nest Coaches Show has been brought to you by Big B Coffee. It isn't Big B without BG. Falcon Outfitters, everything from I to Ziggy. Medical Mutual, official health insurer of the Falcons and you. MedMutual.com. Thayer Family Dealerships, 5 great franchises, 1 great dealership. Farmers and Merchants State Bank, your bank for life. Also brought to you in part by The Hubbard Company. One call, one source, one solution. Perrysburg Auto Mall. If your vehicle doesn't say Perrysburg Auto Mall on the back, you pay too much. Wood County Hospital, the official hospital of Bowling Green Athletics. And by Frickers, the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Falcons Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.